Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast. I hope this email finds you all well in whatever state it finds you in, really. Mental state, not like physical state. Like, I don't care if you're in Wisconsin. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing great, amazing, having a great week. Yeah, welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast. Being recorded from United States, America, United States, where we believe in the woke virus, but we don't believe in the coronavirus, is what I think I read today on Twitter. But I read a lot of misinformation on the daily on Twitter, and you know what, that's just how I like it. All right, I don't want to be in the know. I don't want to know what's actually going on. I rather live in, you know, I was going to joke about living in my own world, but I think I really do live in my, I truly live in my own world. For example, right now in life, I am actually quite hooked on what do you call those little scratcher thingies? Scratchers from the gas station. So I am, they're $1, you know, long story short, too long, didn't read. I found one at work like 2 weeks ago, and I, you know, emphasis on found, because I think I technically took it from somebody, not sure. But I found one, and I played it, and I got like a little rush of serotonin. And I was like, oh my God, this is not only is this scratcher simple, it was fun. Those 5 seconds were fun. And I went on my lunch break, and I went to Circle K, and I bought another one, and that was even more thrilling. And I have not won anything. However, the most you can win on these specific scratches is like $5,000. You know, a little chump change. Thanks, Obama. And yeah, so today I am speaking of, you know, obviously being in my own little world. I went to Circle K, minding my business, and sure enough, since I live in apparently a fucking war zone, the Circle K by my house, 75% of the soda options and the little machine were out of order, which is very much on brand for for West Phoenix. And so I said, fuck it, I'm getting a Gatorade, right? So I get 2 red Gatorades. And just because I'm sassy, and I saw they have the scratchers here, so I get a scratcher, and I'm stupid. So they have the options of every little scratcher option on the screen, this like digital screen, and I thought you just like, you know, tapped it and like, you know, I don't know, you bought it like that. No, not only was the screen not a touch screen, I don't think it was even a LED screen. I fully think it was just one of those like drive-through light up menus. So anyways, I asked the gentleman at the front to give me 5 of the scratchers. Yes, 5. I don't care. They're $1 each. And guess what? I fucking won. Yeah, I won. Emphasis on won, because I won $1. Which is really just like the cost, obviously, of another scratcher. So yeah, you're right, I am gonna go back tomorrow and buy my free scratcher plus 5 more, methinks. And one of my friends already said that I was addicted, which I don't think that's true, because I haven't sucked a dick for it yet. And and I feel like if you gotta suck dick for a scratcher at Circle K, like, where are you sucking the dick? Like, at Circle K, is this like an on-site, on-location kind of deal? Or do you, like, put it on layaway. Like, you know, you suck dick on layaway and you just get it later. I don't know. I don't want to get to that point. I want to win the 5,000 that's on the little scratcher before I even get to that point. Okay. So, yeah, that's basically, oh, so how I was saying. So I buy my scratchers. I come home. I start, you know, I haven't eaten dinner, so of course I gotta eat dinner, right? But first I did the scratchers, and then I ate dinner because priorities, and completely forgot to put the second load of laundry in the dryer, and here we are 2 hours later. I just put it in. Hopefully it don't smell afterwards, and you know, this is why they hate liberals. So. Yeah, so that's basically how life is going over here. I hope life is going great for you guys. I am in the passenger seat of my Jeep recording a podcast, and my neighbor is flashing his light directly into my fucking face. Like, if you're gonna arrest me, do it now, because, or turn that fucking light off. Truly. Yeah, so anyways, let's talk shit. Frank Ocean. What was that about? So, for those who don't know, Frank Ocean came up with like 17 different things to call out of work over the last couple of weeks. Well, during Coachella, first week of Coachella, he actually showed up to work. But not only did he show up, but he showed up to work at a dress code. First of all, he showed up to work without his working material, meaning I think at one point he didn't even have a microphone. That was the video that I saw. Mind you, I wasn't keeping up with Coachella. I saw a little bit of Bad Bunny's stream on YouTube, and it looked boring as hell. And I love Bad Bunny. Don't get me wrong. Before y'all start coming for me, I was there from the very beginning, okay? I am a Chambea Jala kind of fan, okay? I am a you know, when he was doing fucking remixes with, you know, every line artist. Yeah, so, no, I was there from the beginning, okay? I was a Bad Bunny fan before all y'all were Bad Bunny fans. Let's talk about that. That's a conversation y'all aren't ready to have. And I'm waiting for that trap Bad Bunny to come back. Anyways, that's besides the point. So I saw a little bit of Bad Bunny's performance, didn't care. And then the drama really hit on Sunday, apparently, because Frank Ocean, again, showed up to work at a dress code, no microphone. Apparently there was supposed to be an ice skating rink. Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened. There was just a lot of mess ups, right? A lot of fails, a lot of L's taken by Frank Ocean. Throughout the week, after week one of Coachella, he drops out because apparently he broke his leg. I mean, I don't know how you break your leg when you're barely doing anything on stage the week before, but he managed to apparently break his leg. Leg didn't look broken. I doubt it was broken. I think he's lying. But yeah, overall, last couple of weeks have been a terrible time to be a Frank Ocean fan, really. I mean, what are we... So, that happened. You know, I'm not in the business of shitting on art, like on black artists, really. You know, everyone fucks up. You know, whatever the real tea behind Frank Ocean's fail Coachella performance, life, whatever. Whatever the real tea behind it, we'll eventually find out, because it's one of those things. It's Twitter. It's social media where, like, you know, in the moment it's happening, it's like the worst thing in the world. And then like a year later, you find out that, I don't know, the person was going through something really shitty, and, you know, we shouldn't have shit on him. And, you know, it's the same thing every single time, every single time. It's kind of like when you motherfuckers on the internet start talking shit about people's weight, like, you know, certain people look too skinny, and then a year later, Mr. Black Panther himself dies because y'all didn't know he was going through cancer for years. So, and then it recently happened with Ariana Grande too. Like, people started like talking, like just commenting a little too hard on her, like how, I guess, how how skinny she looked. And yeah, so long story short, don't comment on people's weight or, you know, people's body, you know? Yeah, unless they deserve it, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really like in the, you know, like I don't really like to shit on black artists in general. Because obviously like the disadvantaged minorities have already in industries like music and Hollywood and shit like that. But what the fuck was that about? I don't understand. Like I didn't see, like, I just know so many people were disappointed. I have a lot of friends that they were disappointed just in the fact that it wasn't even being streamed. Now, let's say you're there and you paid Coachella money. That's upsetting. That is upsetting. That would be upsetting. I mean, if, because I mean, like, people who ride for Frank Ocean, like, ride for Frank Ocean. I've mentioned it on the podcast before here with my friend that I'm not a, I've never understood it. Like, I don't understand the Frank Ocean hype. At one point, I liked the song Nikes or Nike, whatever it's called. And honestly, I haven't revisited it. I heard it one time from somebody else that was playing it. And I was like, okay, it's not bad. But it really didn't, it wasn't even that good to where, like, I was like, okay, let me go check out the rest of his, you know, discography. But, and the thing is, like, that's fine. You're either in or you're either fully in or you're fully out, like me. Like, I have a lot of friends who are fully on Frank, fully in on Frank Ocean, and that's fine. So I can't even imagine being there and seeing like your favorite artist, and then they pull this weird shit. Because I feel like a lot of it was like, it sounds like a lot of it was Frank being difficult. I don't know. Again, the real tea is going to come out later on, so who knows. But that's just the way they made it seem, you know? And then the replacement was Skrillex and two other people I've never heard of. And don't get me wrong, I like Skrillex, but to close out, like, the entire Coachella Festival on Sunday night, I don't know. Even some people were like, did Miley say no? You know, because, I mean, even if Miley would have showed up, that would have really saved the festival, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know. Maybe Coachella nowadays doesn't have that good of a pull on artists. But I don't know, because this year when they dropped the lineup for Coachella earlier this year, I was like, damn, I'm a hella miss out. You know, like there was a lot of good people on this at the festival this year. And yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that Frank Ocean ruined the entire thing for, you know, everybody else, but, like, imagine if none of this would have happened and the whole narrative around Coachella would have just been, like, you know, all these bomb-ass performances, you know, the way it should be. So, yeah, I don't know. So, I guess, ultimately, I didn't miss out on anything. So, I guess we're not really talking shit. We're just kind of, you know... Because I said, I don't want to really talk shit about him. But, however, I did want to mention one thing that I do want to talk shit about. How the other day I was coming home from work, and I have a very long ride home, girlies, okay? To work and from work, it is about an hour each way. And, yeah, honestly, you're right. I should kill myself. But, it's got to get done. The bills have to get paid. Okay, so I was coming home yesterday, and on the way home, sometimes there isn't that much traffic. It's kind of even sometimes, you know, it really depends on the day, whatever. But I mean, let's be real. A lot of us listening, we all take the HOV lane, right? Here in America, if you're, you know, if you guys don't know what HOV lane, or I don't know, maybe in your country, they don't got HOV lanes. It's this like special, like single lane on the left side of the road that's technically an emergency lane, but cars who, well, now electric cars and like can ride in it if you're like a solo driver, but usually it's like for two, like people who are like carpooling. It's a carpool lane, right? So if you ride it by yourself between the hours that you're not allowed to ride in, because it's restricted to hours, And it's usually like, you know, rush hour traffic kind of hours. So you're not allowed to ride it during rush hour, right? If you do ride it and you're not carpooling and a cop catches you, it's a pretty expensive ticket. Here in Arizona, it's like $450, $500, okay? And I got caught one time, knock on wood. I hope I don't get caught anytime soon because the way I be sleeping in and risking it for the biscuit every time, almost every day to work and having to take the HOV lane, yeah. So I got caught one time a couple years ago, and that freaking ticket raised my car insurance. I had to go to driving school, but at least I didn't pay the $450. Or maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I paid a portion of it. I really don't remember at this point. And, you know, I block out bad memories. So yesterday, I was driving home from work, minding my business. You know what I mean? Getting, you know, sometimes when I'm driving, I put my sleeves up to try and, like, even out my tan. Anyways, there was a white guy that was riding the HOV lane alone, with a cop riding him for like a good almost 2 miles. And eventually the guy pulled over into like the regular lanes, and the cop didn't pull him over. The cop drove like slowly by him, almost like, I saw you, you fucking bitch, right? And because that's what was going through my head, like, bitch, I saw you, you fucking bitch. And he didn't get pulled over. He didn't get pulled over. But me, but the 467th time that I do it and I get caught, be fucking for real. Be fucking for real. And mind you, this guy didn't even have like tinted windows or nothing. It was like straight see-through. Even I fucking, like, I'm like, I saw it right away. And I remember from a distance when I was seeing it in my side mirrors, I was like, is that a cop behind him? At first I was like, maybe it's just one of those, like, you know, really aggressive, you know, conservative people that have, like, you know, a dramatic amount of antennas and lights and lifted trucks. And I don't know, these like really out, you know, outrageous vehicles. And I thought it was just that. And then eventually, once the car was getting closer, I noticed that it wasn't just a regular cop. It was a sheriff. It was a sassy cop. Like, it was a sassy cop. So if there's one person that I am going to talk shit about today, it's not going to be Frank Ocean. It's going to probably be on the cop. I was going to talk shit about the white guy that was riding the HOV lane, but you know what? Fuck that shit. She got away with it. Like, good for her. I want to talk shit about the one cop. And I guess I'm just here to remind you guys, all cops are bastards. I don't know. Honestly, don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore, guys. So, before we move on, I do want to remind you guys that no one calls me Buster and gets away with it. Okay? There's a reason you haven't heard much from Leslie Jordan. Okay, got it. All right, since we're on the subtopic of Coachella and all things California, LA girls, let's argue. So, me personally, I've changed my mind on California as a whole in general over the last 10 years, I would say. If you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would ever move to LA, I would have told you to kill yourself. However, right now, this minute today, I'd still tell you to kill yourself, but I would honestly consider moving to downtown LA. Last year I, you know, didn't really post any podcast, so I guess I didn't really share this with you guys, or maybe I did earlier this year, not sure, but, I'll tell it again, you know, so, I don't care. Earlier last year, or not, actually, around my birthday in September last year, a friend and I went to the Chromatica Ball in California, Dodger Stadium in LA, and we stayed in downtown LA. And that was the first time I had ever been to downtown LA. And I was so amazed by the tall buildings and like the size of the buildings. Like it was it, like I like these buildings were giving like big bitch energy, you know what I mean? Like these were big girls, and I was a little intimidated, not gonna lie, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my god, like the Illuminati is so they were pretty big buildings, but I fell in love with it. I fell in love with like the eeriness of downtown LA, like the human sacrifice possibilities. There was something that was grooming me and luring me into downtown LA. And I had fun. Obviously, you know, Gaga was fun. The first night that we got there, we went to some of the bars there downtown. And I want to go back. Like, I want to go back, and I want to go to WeHo, and I want to kind of do a little more gay shit. And not that this wasn't gay shit. I mean, it's Gaga. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, so far, from all the trips I've taken to California, downtown LA has been the only one calling my name again. And I know, and now that I realize it, it's the first time I've ever actually seen smog up and close. I remember like the Saturday, like the morning of the concert, I was like, damn, why is like downtown LA so, you know, so foggy? Like, it had rained actually. It had rained that week. So I was like, is it just because like clouds or whatever? Girl, I was fully being like poisoned and didn't even realize it. I was just enjoying my Chipotle. I don't care. But yeah, and you know, my friend that I went with, she's like a frequent California visitor actually, and she has been to San Diego and she has been to San Francisco, and rave reviews, 10 out of 10. You know, she has given the girls her flowers. And I really want to go now. Like, I fell in love with that downtown LA specifically, because there's been parts of LA that I've been to that I was like, yeah, this ain't it. I want to go home. And now San Diego and now San Francisco. And I looked it up on the map. I mean, I know where they were at, obviously. But kind of got to looking around. You know, I Blue's Clues my ass into the street view of maps. Thank you, technology. And I was like, okay, I kind of need to go here, you know? So San Diego, San Francisco, downtown LA, you're going, like, I might terrorize you pretty soon. Let's manifest it. Let's make this happen. Let's do a budget. Let's call the lawyers, truly, at this point. So if anybody's listening to this podcast that would love to tag along or maybe invite me to any of these places, reach out, send an email, call in, or just follow us, you know, on Instagram at My Crunchy Podcast. So, yeah. And yeah, that's basically it for today, you guys. I hope you enjoyed another little intrusive thought moment, another personal moment with me, your host, Eddie. I didn't even introduce myself till just now. And yeah, join me again here next week, where I'm going to take you along on another ride of intrusive thoughts. And hopefully you haven't gotten sick of me. Hopefully I haven't gotten a rise out of you. See, the thing is, like, I feel like my intrusive thoughts never really get a rise out of people. It's my bad attitude. It's my poor fucking attitude. Like, just don't catch me in person on one of my intrusive thoughts, okay? So just give me an edible and shut me the fuck up, truly. All right, guys, please don't forget to share this podcast with not just with your friends, with your families, and with your enemies. Social media, you know, let everybody else know about this podcast. It helps the podcast out so much. And give us 5 stars on Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to this, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, so I'll end this with a question for you guys, which you can answer on the Spotify poll option below this episode. I forgot what it's called. Who's the it girl? Okay, San Diego, San Francisco, or LA? Because so far, I've only gotten really good reviews from LA. Well, I've gotten good reviews from all three of them. However, I've only visited LA. So let me know if you're a San Diego girl, if you're a San Francisco girl, you know, let me know, you know, vote and, you know, what's that one song I put on for my city? I don't know who sings it, but put on for your city. Let me know. Okay. If you want to throw in another option in there, you're not allowed. So, okay. Anyways, guys, that is all for this week. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your week. I will see you here next week with another fucking episode of My Crunchy Podcast. Now, enjoy the 90s version of Disturbia by Rihanna that I found on YouTube for free. Bye.